Good morning and welcome to worship this morning. Let's worship together. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. The sea is yours, O God, and you made it. Be with seafarers in all their voyages to cheer them and keep them safe from danger. Let nothing afloat or ashore cut them off from you. Bless all on board, whatever their responsibility. Amen. Our first hymn is 260, Eternal Father, Strong to Save. We continue our worship with a prayer of confession. We confess to you, Lord, what we are. We are not the people we like others to think we are. We are afraid to admit even to ourselves what lies in the depths of our souls. But we do not want to hide our true selves from you. We believe that you know us as we are, yet you love us. Help us not to shrink from self-knowledge. Teach us to respect ourselves for your sake. Give us the courage to put your trust in your guiding and power. We also confess to you, Lord, the unrest of the world to which we contribute and to which we share. Forgive us that so many of us are indifferent to the needs of our fellow men and women. Forgive us our reliance on weapons of terror, our discrimination against people of different races, and our preoccupation with material standards. And forgive us as Christians for being so unsure of our good news and so unready to tell it. Raise us up out of the paralysis of guilt into freedom and energy of forgiven people. And for those who from long habit find forgiveness hard to accept, we ask you to break their bondage and set them free. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now I ask Miriam to bring our readings.
First reading is from Psalm 107, reading from verse 23 to 30. Some went out on the sea in ships. They were merchants on the mighty waters. They saw the works of the Lord, his wonderful deeds in the deep. For he spoke and stirred up a tempest that lifted high the waves. They mounted up to the heavens and went down to the depths. In their peril, their courage melted away. They reeled and staggered like drunkards. They were at their wit's end. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and he guided them to their desired haven. And the New Testament reading is from Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 to 27. Jesus calms the storm. Then he got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we are going to drown." He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." Amen. And may God bless his reading of his holy word.
I'm sorry, I made a slight mistake there, but we'll now sing hymn Amazing Grace, hymn 555. The theme for this year's Sea Sunday service is Calm the Storms in the Life of Seafarers. Over the past 2 years, many seafarers were stuck in their ships for 17 months. And I believe me, that is no fun. I know, because I was 19 years in the Merchant Navy, and the longest I was ever at sea from between ports was 6 months solid, and that was slow steaming from Rotterdam to the Persian Gulf. There's many ways we can help seafarers. We can volunteer, we can pray, or we can give to support the societies that work amongst the seafarers. There will all be a chance at the end of the service this morning for a retiring collection for the Sailor Society. The society whose material I'm using this year. Our next hymn is 251. There should have been the readings now, but I've made the mistake. So our next hymn is 251, I the Lord of Sea and Sky. Reading through the Gospels, you may come across the story of Jesus calming the storm. Repeated across three of them. It is, of course, in Matthew, but also in Mark and Luke. They're all accounts of the same story, but give us different perspectives on what was going on. And as with all Gospel stories, there are many layers of theology, context, and messaging there for us to learn from and apply to our lives. It's also ideal reading for this Sea Sunday as we spend time thinking about seafarers and the many storms that beset them. This year, many of us found ourselves in the eye of the storm with record winds and high seas battering this country. Can you imagine being in a ship at sea in storms like that rather than inside your home? Typhoons and large Atlantic storms can shipwreck even the largest container vessel, as happened off Reunion Island in the spring. Luckily, the crew were rescued from their vessel, but they bore the scars of their trauma. Sort of trauma that must have beset the disciples. Those among them who fished the Sea of Galilee were well aware of the power of the storm that whipped up there, and how a small wooden vessel could easily be submerged, taking the lives of those on board. In Hebrew culture, large bodies of water were the home of the Leprian, the embodiment of chaos. Only God could control the sea and evil within it. And so, by calming the storm, by controlling evil within it, Jesus proved his divinity. And it would not have gone unnoticed among the Jews that this act mirrored exactly the words of Psalm 107, our Old Testament reading for this morning. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. He calmed the storm to a whisper, and the waves of the sea were hushed. They rejoiced in the silence, and he guided them to the harbour they desired. Jesus was also fulfilling prophecy, but there is of course more to this passage than just a theological text. When Jesus calms the storm, we are encouraged to have faith that he will be with us in the middle of all storms of our lives. He answers our prayers, and he does this through the work of others who have heard this call. And for seafarers, these prayers are often answered by Sailor Society. How may you like to introduce the work of the Sailor Society? Sailor Society is here for seafarers in lots of different ways, providing them with things that they need. An international maritime charity, Sailor Society is one of the oldest maritime welfare charities in the world. It reaches out to almost 200,000 seafarers of all faiths and none. Every year at home and in port and at sea, the charity supports and empowers seafarers, their families and communities through welfare and wellness programs, education and the relief of poverty. So how do they do that on a day-to-day basis? Sail Society's chaplains and families support teams work across a staggering 87 ports in 21 countries around the world. They extend a hand of friendship, hospitality and pastoral care to everyone they meet. They can be a listening ear or a practical help, like phone. Excuse me. When they visit the ships, they also bring small but valued treats like chocolate or McDonald's when seafarers are in port but still trapped on their vessels. Before COVID, 25% of seafarers were already struggling with depression. Long contracts at sea, thousands of miles away from families and friends, left many feeling isolated and stressed. The pandemic left around 400,000 seafarers stranded at sea, a further 400,000 unable to join ships and work to feed their families. Mental health issues are rife, and the society also receives multiple reports of suicides. It has launched a helpline for seafarers who need someone to talk to, and has rolled out a free mental health awareness campaign to nearly 2,000 ships. The charity also gives out welfare grants, and recently has been providing emergency grants in Ukraine to both seafarers and a team of chaplains for their work there. The Sail Society has also been pioneering a Wellness at Sea programme, which is the most comprehensive and long-running in maritime history. It's simple to empower all seafarers, all ranks, to look after their own and others' well-being. It also employs family support workers who are based in some of the most underprivileged seafaring communities in the world. They provide grants and run projects to meet a variety of local needs in those seafaring communities. These could be medical, ambulances to visit in outlying areas without medical facilities or school facilities. They help educate the next generation of seafarers. Sailor Society has built classrooms and schools and has provided boats to get children who were at times swimming to school to class safely and dry and on time. Sailor Society is doing everything it can to calm the storms in seafarers' lives at home and in port and at sea. Our gospel story highlights the need for true faith. And the seafarer's adaptation of the 23rd Psalm is quite good for this. Even though I sail amid the thunder and tempest of life, I will dread no danger, for you are near me. Your love and your care shelter me. Sea Sunday not only highlights the needs of our seafarers, Sea Sunday also allows us to learn about how many of these needs are being answered through the work of Sail Society. However, while our Lord answers prayers through the work of those he calls, when it comes to seafarers, that is not exclusive to the maritime charities alone. We too are called to help calm the storm. Our retiring offering today will go to Sail Society, but we can do more. Reforming individual links. God is with us even in the middle of a storm. He's with seafarers on their ships. He's with their families back home. He's with the Sail Society's chaplains in ports across the world and in the shelled cities of Ukraine. He's with the Sail Society in all its work. Let us return again to to the sailor's version of the 23rd Psalm. Even though I sail amid the thunder and tempest of life, I will dread no danger, for you are near me, and your love and your care shelter me. You prepare a harbour before me. In the homeland of eternity, you anoint the waves with oil, and my ship rides calmly. Surely sunlight and starlight shall favour me on the voyage I take, and I will rest in the port of our God forever. Amen. We continue our worship with prayer. Mighty God, we pray for seafarers who go down to the sea in ships, who carry the goods that makes everyday living so much easier for us. We pray for them as they are separated from their families and their loved ones. We remember their families today as they wait their return home. Allow grace and peace to dwell in their homes and their hearts until they are reunited with their loved ones. Banish all fear and uncertainty from their lives. We pray for the shipping industry, those who build the ships and those who own and operate the ships to support world trade. We pray for and thank you for every company that cares for those who go to the sea in ships and encourage good, safe working conditions and food and just rewards for all their efforts. Let justice wash over this industry like the powerful waves of your ocean and turn the hearts of those who are exploiting seafarers today. We give thanks, O Lord, for those who protect those that work on the sea, providing rescue services and safe havens. Remember the work of the RNLI, the maritime and coast guard industry, Trinity House and the Royal Navy, and even the trade unions. We rejoice at the work of these and other organisations around the world who give great comfort to those in peril in the sea. Holy Spirit, may you join in the crews of every ship that sail the oceans, bringing peace and harmony amongst them and bind them together, whatever their faith, nationality or culture may be. We pray for the Sail Society, who for 204 years have ministered to the needs and welfare of the seafarers, along with the missions to Seamen and Stella Maris and other smaller societies around the world. We pray for port chaplains and volunteers as they visit ships, sometimes facing hostility to your word. We pray for society staff involved in supporting seafarers' families throughout the world. We pray for your church locally, nationally, and internationally, that we will always feel your presence near. These things we pray in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen. We can continue our worship with hymn 737, Will Your Anchor Hold? For those at sea, for those in port, and for those of us at home, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ.